We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us right now, a guy that does not cruise up to any ball game at the Five Serve Forum in a used Wiener Mobile, our buddy Marcus Johnson, the Bucks television analyst. Marcus, how you been?
I don't know, man. What did I walk into here? I don't know. What's going on?
Yeah, no. I would not buy a used Wiener Mobile, I don't think. It sounds like fun. I'd go to the drive-in and if they still had drive-ins around, but that's about the extent of it. Hey, I got to ask you, this team... internally, we all know what they've done. They've beaten everybody. They've beaten everybody by a handily amount. They now have the largest win margin in NBA history as it stands right now. Tell me why nationally, and you see people more than anybody when you're out on the road, why nationally do they not get the respect that so many people feel they deserve?
It's funny you ask that. I just happened to catch Stephen A. I don't know what he was on. We worked together at Fox, and turned out to be good friends. Initially, he wasn't like that. I couldn't stand it. But watching him, I think it was today, I believe, but one of the many, you know, shows he appears on, but he was talking about Giannis and kind of who else, Brook Lopez, you know, Chris Middleton.
Right.
You know, he compared him to Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, two of the most prolific shooters in NBA history in terms of a backcourt. Well, you know, Klay wasn't always like that. He wasn't always thought of on that level. It took some a tweaking of the offense by Steve Kerr and then the addition of Kevin Durant. So my point is, long answer to say that the other guys outside of Giannis just don't get the kind of respect that, I won't even say deserve. They've got to earn this. Based on what they did against Toronto, Chris and Eric both, as we know, did not play well, did not shoot well against Toronto. And so that seems to be the blueprint for opponent success against this team. You crowd up Giannis and you big plug off the paint, and then you make some of these secondary guys have to beat you on a consistent basis. I think everybody right now, they don't know whether or not this team is going to be able to step up to that challenge. But as you mentioned, we've watched them closely. I've watched them closer, and I'm loving what I'm seeing right now, and I think we'll be fine.
We were talking, we had Ersan Ilyasova on the program last night, and one of the things that he was discussing was the way they do listen to what is said about them nationally. And while they're a really close-knit group, he said they share everything. So I can only imagine, now he's very politically correct on our program, but I can only imagine what's said behind closed doors. This team seems to use everything, every little slight, as some chip to put on their shoulder to say, let's go out and start just beating the heck out of people. And I love the fact that when we talk about 70 wins or 60 wins or rotation, they don't care. They just want to win a championship. You get that sense even behind closed doors?
Yeah, and I get this real sense of them being able to compartmentalize and stay in the moment and not get too caught up into looking down the road and just thinking about OKC tonight. And I tell you, man, they are chomping at the bit. And what was as indicative of that as anything, if you watched how great a conditioning they were in coming out of the All-Star break going into Detroit, my concern was rest and conditioning and you know, all those things that normally plague a team after being off for 4 or 5 days. But these guys put in the work collectively. The guys that didn't go to Chicago, the guys that were on their own, they all came back with that single purpose of mind of being in great shape, hitting the ground running after the All-Star break, and almost, you know, just taking it to another level, instead of having to take some time to regress and then regroup and then get back to where you were. They'd like hit the ground running, and you saw that against every team they've played so far, more specifically against the Raptors the other night, how they were able to keep their poise and kind of manhandle them down the stretch.
You go back to the Stephen A. comments, and I heard him as well. I know exactly what it is you're talking about. He called him Brooks Lopez, which they didn't get the names right. But when you look at what has gone on, Brook Lopez, one of the best defenders and rim protectors in basketball. And I said last night, I said it's not a rebound statistics or a shot block statistic. It is when I saw against Toronto guys penetrate and then turn back around and have to kick it out because he was not going to allow them to get to the hoop. It's almost like running into a football lineman. He just is not going to let you get there. And he changed so many shots in that game. What has he done that has just been so different about upping his defensive game?
Well, funny story. The Bucks do a three-point, or actually a half-court shooting contest at the end of practice. They were doing that yesterday, and so when Robin came up to shoot, Wes Matthews called him Brooke. Come on, Brooke! And Robin got so pissed off, you know, good-naturedly, but he chased Wes around the practice, filling everybody. It was just really funny. Come on, Brooke, let's go! You know, like he mistaken, you know, he had a mistaken identity thing going on. But with Brooke, the interesting thing is that, you know, he's not going to block shots, a whole lot of shots. Even though he's up there, he's probably with top five or so in blocking shots. But the bigger point is that the way he can catch without fouling, the way he uses his body, positioning, anticipation of where a guy's takeoff point is and being there and making him have to, you know, shoot around him or shoot over him and shoot over extended arms. I these guys jockey for top three position every single game, it seems like. But it's always Brooke, Yannick, and Robin as the top three in terms of defensive field goal percentage inside the restricted area, right at the rim. Those three are always in the top three in the league, however they may have changed positions during the course of the last couple of games. But with Brooke, he's a smart, super high intellect defensive player. And people don't understand, too, because Brooke, Stanford guy, kind of laid back guy, but he has this passion and this intensity. You know, I always thought Robin was a more intense player. But, man, I'm watching Brooks because I've had a chance to see him up close and personal these past two seasons. He's every bit as intense as Robin was. He just kind of wears it a different way, but he's into it. And it's just a great thing to watch the way he controls the paint and kind of anchors that. He should be a viable candidate for Defensive Player of the Year under the Marc Gasol kind of route where positioning defense is thought about more so than just shot blocking, even though he does his share of that too. So, but we'll see how that goes. Probably won't happen, but he deserves at least some consideration.
Talking with Marcus Johnson, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin. It wasn't a big move at the trade deadline, but what did it mean to add that additional depth and experience with Marvin Williams?
Great move. You don't have to give up anything to get him. You don't have to upset the chemistry of this team. And so now I've got, you know, barbershop critics, you know, jamming me up about, man, we should have went after so-and-so, and the Lakers are getting the Morris twins, and the Clippers are getting the Morris twins. I'm like, no, look, we don't really need a Morris twin for this group right now. So my point is that his demeanor as a player, he's a fit-in kind of a guy, low-key kind of a guy, great quality person. It's funny, he grew up in Bremerton, Washington. That's where my wife is from, and I've been knowing about him since he was in high school. Me and my wife been together like 25 years, so I've heard about him for a long, long time. I followed his career closely, and he's just a great, great young man. And he just started. I think I mentioned he was like 2 for 10 or 11 from the 3-point line at one point against Toronto since he's been a Buck. Then he knocked down like 2 or 3 in a row in that game. So I talked to him this morning. I was just like, man, I was glad to see a couple go in. All he said was like, hey, you got to keep giving yourself a chance. I wouldn't go stop shooting. And that's kind of his attitude. And then the other thing, Bill, is just defensively, when I've watched him play versus Giannis, he played Giannis as well as anybody on the down low. I mean, just post-up defensive positioning, he's strong, lower body base. And I don't think people have an understanding just how good of a defensive player that he is. And his post-up points per possession, that was one of the tops in the league. You don't think about Marvin Williams being a great post-up player, but he's got a real soft touch, soft hands inside, back to the basket game that doesn't get enough attention. So I just love it all the way around, from chemistry fit to tangible on-court contribution. I think he's going to be huge for this team.
One thing I wanted to ask you before I let you go. It was interesting because last night Ersan said that he talks to Zaza Pachulia quite a bit. And he said when Zaza talked to him about the analysis of the Bucks outside looking in, he said, remember, starters will win you the season, but your bench will win you a championship. And that was a pretty poignant statement coming from Zaza, who's got a couple of rings. Do you feel that this bench and the way it is and the fact that they've been able to win without Giannis will win them a championship?
Well, I mean, hey, you know, Zaza, don't judge a book by its cover. That's a poignant, really, really interesting observation. And here's a quick story. My best friend, actually coached at Crenshaw High School, Ed Waters, he sent me a question on Twitter about is there an analytics category for grit? Because the Toronto Raptors have it. And my response on Twitter to him was, yeah, you could find it in that section under Dante DiVincenzo, you know, because Dante, in terms of grit, he brings it. We saw that against Toronto. You know, Connaughton is tech. We got a terrific bench that, and that's without Kyle Korver being available with what he's going through right now in terms of shooting, what he brings to the table. But the bench has been the key. The bench will be the key in the playoffs. And again, it's going to boil down to offensively, can these guys hit shots on a consistent basis? And I think the coaching staff, that's kind of been when everything has been geared toward them. We know they're going to bring it defensively and diving all over the place and flying after offensive and defensive rebounds and locking up people and doing what they do, help defense. But the ability to knock down shots and what we've seen, especially with this staggered kind of rotation that Coach Bud has gone to, well, he'll play Giannis late in the first quarter after pulling him early in the game around the 8 or 9 minute mark, put him back in with the bench unit. And so he works a lot with those guys just in terms of chemistry and timing and everything. And I really think it's going to be something that makes a huge difference come playoff time.
Always look forward to talking to you, Marcus. Thanks so much for joining us for a couple of minutes. I certainly appreciate it, okay?
Anytime, man. Thank you.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you later. Marcus Johnson, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin. You can find him on Twitter. You got to look. OL School. OLSKOOL888. Find him there on Twitter. That's right. Old School 888 on Twitter. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. Your car, they treat you fair. 80 plus years. They've been doing it. Call them. That's all you got to do. If you want to change teams or find a new team, whatever it happens to be, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.